Thanks for joining us here in the LTE TV studios. It's a great day to learn some English together. My name is Katie, and we've got a good show for you all today. Our new topic is around town, and this lesson is called At the Post Office. At the Post Office. Peter, what are you doing?
I'm opening a letter. I just got it today.
That's exciting. Who is it from?
Well, it's from my parents. They send me things sometimes. I love getting mail. Oh, hi, friends. My name is Peter, your other teacher here on the show.
Well, I can tell Peter is really excited for that letter. We all love getting mail. Letters, boxes, postcards from friends or family can make us feel loved. Well, friends, now we should look at today's Read It. You can follow along with Peter right now.
Max Mail is a mail carrier. He delivers mail. He works in all kinds of weather. He even delivers mail in the rain and snow. That's not easy. And he brings the mail to the right address. Do you get mail at your house? Then let's thank our mail carriers.
So Max is a mail carrier. That means he carries mail to people's houses, but he doesn't carry the mail in his hands. He carries it in a truck.
So mail carriers have to be good drivers. Katie, do you know what any mail carriers?
I don't. So I'm glad to meet Max Mail today and hear his story. Well, right now, it's time for us to visit Christina and learn today's keywords.
今天我们要在摄影棚里访问一位邮差 Max。Mail 就是邮件的意思，它是不可数名词。你可以说 You have a lot of mail today。所以邮差就是 mail carrier， 因为 mail 是邮件，而 carrier 是投递运送的人。Max is a mail carrier。邮差的工作当然是送信咯，投递信件或者是运送邮件的动作就是 deliver。 Max delivers mail every day。 我们要寄邮件的时候，地址一定要写得清楚正确，这样子才不会让邮差太辛苦。地址是 address。 Be careful, is it the right address?
Welcome to Let's Talk and Help.Your host, Rob.
Hello, friends. Welcome to Let's Talk. Today, we're talking about mail. Let's welcome Max Mail.
Thank you, Rob. This is my first time on TV.
Well, that's great. Max, you have an important job. Tell us about it.
I'm a mail carrier. I give you your mail.
And everyone gets mail from time to time.
I guess so. There is a lot of mail.
Rob always welcomes important people to his show. He likes to interview people like today's guest.
And today's guest is Max Mail. And this is his first time to be on TV.
Katie, do you remember your first time on TV?
Yeah, I think that was the first day I had to teach English on Let's Talk in English. It was a little scary, but then it was a lot of fun.
Friends, have you ever been on TV? Maybe someday you can be.
Well, Peter, earlier you said that Rob welcomes important people to his show.Max Mail does have an important job. Why is his job important?
Well, because Max delivers mail, and everyone gets mail from time to time.
That's right. Everyone gets mail from time to time. When we say from time to time, that means sometimes. Let's hear some more about this phrase from Christina.
Rob 说每个人偶尔都会收到邮件。Everyone gets mail from time to time. 我们来学句尾的 from time to time. 它就是偶尔有时候的意思。它很像我们口语说的三不五时。 比如我偶尔会在学校见到她。I see her at school from time to time. 我们偶尔会听到她的消息。We heard from her from time to time. 这个 from time to time 非常的好用，请你也练习一下哦。
Thanks, Christina. Well, I like to ride my bike from time to time.
And I like to tease Katie from time to time.
Yes, that's true. And sometimes I tease him back, but not every time. Peter, we have another teaching tip to talk about in this conversation.
Oh, you're right, Katie. The word is looks different than the other words. It's italicized.That means it leans over to the side.
Why do we italicize words in the magazine? Well, it changes how we say the word. It means the word is stronger or higher. There is a lot of mail. If I say there is a lot of mail, then the word lot is stronger.
So why is this so important?Well, it can change the purpose of the sentence.
Right. So you can say the same sentence many different ways.
You can say the same sentence many different ways. Try it sometime. When you read English sentences, try saying it in different ways.
That's good advice, Peter. But now let's take a look at conversation B. We'll learn more there.
Max, what is hard about your job?
Well, I'm always careful. I can't deliver mail to the wrong place.
That does sound hard.
I also work in bad weather. That's not easy.
You deliver mail in rain and snow?
Yes, but there are also many good things about my job. I help people.
We are going to learn about what is so hard about Max's job. So, Katie, what's so hard about your job?
Well, Peter, I have to be careful to talk slowly and clearly.
You mean you don't always talk slowly and clearly?
No, but the good thing about my job is helping people learn English.
Yeah, I love that part too.Well, Max says his job can be hard. He has to be very careful.
That's right. He has to deliver the mail to the right place. He can't deliver mail to the wrong place. That would be a big problem.
Sometimes people don't write clearly on letters. The mail carriers can't read where to take the letters.
Sometimes mail goes to a house.But what if the people moved and they don't live there anymore? If that happens, Max needs to know what to do with the letter. Peter, have you ever had problems with your mail?
Oh, sure. Sometimes our neighbor's mail comes to our house instead. I don't know why, but it's happened many times. So we take that mail over to their house.
That's nice of you, Peter.Well, Max also has to work in all kinds of weather.
Hot weather, cold weather, rainy, snowy weather. He has to drive the mail truck and deliver the mail.
Driving in snow can be really hard. Can you drive in the snow, Peter?
Sure, I'm from a state where it snows a lot, so I know how to drive in that kind of weather. What about you, Katie?
My home in Texas doesn't get much snow, and when I lived in Asia, it never snowed there, so I don't drive in snow much. When it does snow in Texas, you have to be very careful on the road. People are nervous to drive.
Yeah, those people don't know how to drive in snowy weather. People from my state don't like that very much.
That's true.Well, friends, now it's time for us to take a short break, but don't go away. We'll be back again right after this.
Let's talk.
talks in English. 10 minutes every day.
Welcome back to Let's Talk in English. Today we're talking about mail carriers. Do you ever get mail? Then come along and learn with us.
Max told us about the difficult part of his job. He has to be very careful with the mail. And he also has to carry the mail in all kinds of weather. That means driving too. So let's learn more in this last part of our conversations today.
Can you give us some advice, Max?
Sure. Put the right address on your mail. That can help mail carriers.
Okay, I can do that.
Smile at your mail carrier, too. A smile can make a mail carrier happy.
Mail carriers are important people. They also work very hard. Remember to smile and thank them.
Well, we already know that Max loves helping people. So Rob asks Max for some advice. How can we help our mail carriers, Peter?
He gives us a few ideas. First, he tells us to put the right address on your mail. I know Christina wants to teach us about the word put. Let's go to her right now.
Max 提醒大家寄信的时候一定要把地址写对 Put the right address on your mail 注意到了吗动词 put 动词 put 也可以用来表达写的这个动作所以 Max 才会说 Put the right address 写正确的地址所以如果我说 I will put your name on the list 就是我会把你的名字写在清单上 Can you put your phone number here?你可以把你的电话号码写在这里吗？或者你如果说 I will put our meeting on the schedule 就表示我会把我们的会议记在时间表里
Put the right address on your mail Make sure all the numbers and names are correct
And you should also write the address very clearly so that the mail carrier can read it That's important So, Peter, have you ever put the wrong address on a letter?
Why, yes, I have. I thought it was the right address, but my friend moved to a different house.
Oh, no. So, what happened?
The letter actually came back to me. So, it's important to write two addresses on the mail. You should write the address where you want it to go. And you should also write your address.If there's a problem, they can send it back to you.
That's really good to know, Peter. Thanks for the advice.
So what's the second thing we can do to help the mail carriers, Katie?
That's easy. You should remember to smile. And friends, that phrase is today's calendar phrase.
Remember to smile.
Remember to smile.
记得要笑。
I'm taking a picture. Remember to smile.
How do I look?
You look fine. Remember to smile.
Is my hair okay?
Your hair is fine. Remember to smile.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, smile. Hey, why didn't you smile?
I forgot.
Remember to smile.
Remember to smile.
记得要笑。
That's right. You should remember to smile. When you see a mail carrier, be friendly and nice. A friendly smile can make people feel comfortable and happy.
Katie, isn't that sentence today's grammar point?
Peter, you're right. So right now, it's time for our grammar point.And we can learn about it from Rebecca.
Hello, friends. Are you ready to have some fun? Then let's learn today's grammar point. A noun can make noun
plus adjective or verb. For example, a birthday card can make someone smile, or a good book can make me happy. Are you ready? Then go on and use it. Thank you, Rebecca. It's very good to be friendly and nice to mail carriers, but you should be nice to everyone that you meet during the day.
Yeah, a friendly smile can make anyone feel better. Remember that, friends. But now it's a great time to review our keywords together. So say them along with us.
Here's our first keyword from today. Mail. Mail. Did you receive any mail today?
Mail carrier. Mail carrier. My mom is a mail carrier.
Deliver. Deliver. A mail carrier delivers the mail.
Address. Address. What is your address?
Okay, everyone, those are all the key words that we learned today in our Around Town lesson. All of these words are important when you're talking about going to the post office or trying to mail a letter. So make sure that you try to practice using them. Right now, we'll continue today's review and take one more look at all of the conversations.
Welcome to Let's Talk, and now, here's your host, Rob!
Hello, friends. Welcome to Let's Talk. Today, we're talking about mail. Let's welcome Max Mail.
Thank you, Rob. This is my first time on TV.
Well, that's great. Max, you have an important job. Tell us about it.
I'm a mail carrier. I give you your mail.
And everyone gets mail from time to time.
I guess so. There is a lot of mail.
Max, what is hard about your job?
Well, I'm always careful. I can't deliver mail to the wrong place.
That does sound hard.
I also work in bad weather. That's not easy.
You deliver mail in rain and snow?
Yes, but there are also many good things about my job. I help people.
Can you give us some advice, Max?
Sure. Put the right address on your mail. That can help mail carriers.
Okay, I can do that.
Smile at your mail carrier, too. A smile can make a mail carrier happy.
Mail carriers are important people. They also work very hard. Remember to smile and thank them.
To deliver the mail.
Okay, but Ginger, delivering the mail is not easy.
Yes, it is. I'll just give it away. Do you want some letters?
Ginger, mail carriers don't just give the mail away.
They don't?
No, they deliver it to the right address.
Ooh, how do they know the right address?
Well, look, they look on the envelope.
Oh, okay. I'll deliver these letters tomorrow.
Ginger, you need to deliver these letters today.
But it's raining outside.
Mail carriers deliver the mail even in the rain and in the snow.
Oh, delivering mail isn't easy. We should thank our mail carriers.
You're right. Thank you, mail carriers. You need to put this away.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today, we're talking about addresses. And here to answer our question is Mr. Mailman.
Hi, Rob?
Yes.
Hi, everyone. I'm Mel. I have a package and some letters for you.
Well, thank you, Mel. Hey, look. I have a letter from a fan. Let's read it. It's our question. Our question today comes from Walter Zhang of Shanghai, China. Walter writes, Hi, Rob. I'm a big fan of your show. I live in China, and I'm sending you this card. I don't know the right way to write an American address, so I hope you receive it. Can you teach me how to write an American address? This is very interesting. Are addresses written differently in China, Mel?
Well, yes, Rob. Asian countries write their addresses very differently than Western countries.
Really? How do people in Asia write addresses?
Well, in Asia, addresses are written from biggest to smallest.
From biggest to smallest? I don't understand.
What is the biggest place in an address?
The country?
Right! So, in Asia, an address starts with the country.
Oh, I understand.
Yes, after the country, people in Asia write the city, the street, the number, and finally, the person the letter is for.
Oh, and in the U.S. and other Western countries, we start with the smallest.
Right! We write the person's name, then we write the number of their house, then the street, the city, the state, and finally the country.
Ah, that's so interesting. Well, Walter, I hope that answers your question. Thanks for the card. I learned a lot today. I hope you learned a lot too, friends. See all of you next time on Question Time.
Thanks for joining us today on Let's Talk in English. Did you learn some new words today? We hope that you did.
Remember, learning doesn't end here. Now you know some new words and sentences. It's time for you to practice them. Try to use them in school or at work.
Talk to your family about these words. The more you practice, the more you'll learn. Can you talk in English for 10 minutes today?
That's what we always tell you to do. So make sure you come back tomorrow. We'll have part 2 of the lesson. So we'll see you then here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.